This must be the noisiest place I could possibly find in Newcastle. We're now over the water from Gateshead, where Thinking Digital is going to happen tomorrow. Well, it's been happening all day, really. I'm stood with Andrew. What's your second name?
Blance. And I make, effectively, Duolingo for a sign language.
And you're telling me this because today you were pitching that idea, Duolingo for sign language, which I immediately love. Tell me how that's going to work and what the process was today.
Yeah, so today there was a pitching competition. There was 9 other amazing startups. My startup, Passmo, we're trying to develop new ways of learning sign language. We're trying to make it way easier for everyone in the country to learn sign language. Because as we age, 98% of us, 98% become deaf or hard of hearing, which is ridiculous.
Probably hanging around in places like this.
Yeah, exactly. So loud, right? So the problem right now is apps. They just show you videos and they have no way of telling you if you get it right or wrong. What we're doing is we're making use of modern computer vision technology to track your hands, track your face, track your body, and give you feedback in real time if you're signing correctly or not.
Wow, so how much interest have you had so far?
We've actually done quite well. We're a really early stage, but what's nice is people are really enthusiastic about it. We have loads of businesses in the Northeast who want to be a part of it, and we've actually recently got our first customer, which is Tesco. And Tesco are really excited as a way of, you know, engaging more of the deaf and hard of hearing community and giving their employees really exciting employee benefits as well.
What was your motivation for this?
Yes, well, it came from lots of reasons. I'm learning sign language myself, and I know how hard it is to learn. And simultaneously, I was meeting more and more people from the community, and I was learning how hard it could be to navigate society, because society is made for folks like us, Christian, who can hear, right? And finally, I was really interested in accessible technology. How do you make technology that anyone can use, that anyone can enjoy being part of?
Fantastic. And to be honest, as I was shouting over the bar earlier on, I was reminded when I used to go drinking regularly with a friend of mine who was couldn't hear. He was totally deaf, but he also he worked on a TV program called See Here, and his name was Clive. And he could lip read absolutely amazingly across the bar.
Oh, I bet.
And he did tell me that it would be a lot easier if I could learn sign language, because we were on opposite sides of the bar, and whoever would get served first would take the order. And when I went out with a lot of deaf people for drinks, they were all communicating in the most noisiest environment, super easy. So maybe we should all have a taste of
this. That's what I think. Even if it's just pint, glass of wine, coffee, I think that would help us a lot.
Brilliant. Well, good luck with everything. Where can people find this this project?
So it's on, you sign up for the waiting list on pasmo.io. So that's PASIMO.io.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.